When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This past weekend was the first weekend of the month where we didn't see rain either Saturday or Sunday of any of those given weekends. So we deserve a dry weekend, and it just so happened to fall on a holiday weekend. The pretty nice weather is going to continue into today as well. Temperatures will still be above average. We'll have some clouds around at times today, but there will also be sunshine as we're going to be in the mid-80s in Jacksonville, but we'll be a little cooler at the coast. So I think we top out around 80, then we'll get a sea breeze to move inland into the afternoon, and those temps will fall into the 70s out along the coast later in the day. We have more of the same in store on Tuesday, but I think Tuesday is going to be warmer out at the coast because we'll have more of an offshore wind. It's going to be a little breezier, and I think that sea breeze stays pinned closer to the coast. Then a cold front moves in on Wednesday, and this front is actually responsible for severe weather well to our north and west today and tomorrow. So this storm system, while it will weaken by the time it makes it to northeast Florida, it is going to bring some cool air behind it and some rain. And that rain is primarily going to be on Wednesday. It doesn't look like a lot of rain. I think those rain amounts will generally be below a half inch of rain across the area. So it's not going to be a lot, but it'll be enough to wash away some of that pollen as we continue to see very high counts of the oak pollen. And you got to plan on that the first half of this week and then the second half of the week as well. We are going to dry out for the second half of the weekend after that cold front, and temperatures are going to go down. I'm tracking 2 to 3 mornings at least where we're in the 40s, and daytime highs are only going to be in the 70s, and we'll be below average, not just in the morning, but also in the afternoon. While we will be sunny, it does look a little bit cool, especially out at the beaches all the way into next weekend. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.